Blog Talk Radio.
But Jews have moved into a spiritual realm,
yes,
that has not yet been revealed to the human race. You're recognizing the deity of Jesus Christ. You're recognizing that not only is he man walking among you, but he is also God made flesh.
Yes.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to UFCCM.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.
The pastor cannot do it alone.
That's right.
And so it is important that the laity be trained and prepared to help the work of the church, to help in the work of the ministry, so that the body of Christ may be built up and matured spiritually, as we're taught in Ephesians chapter 4. So the laity has an important role in the church.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communications, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training. Well, good afternoon, dear UFCCM friends and supporters. And this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118, verse 24. This is Teacher Margaret Tindall extending a hearty welcome to you, our listeners, who are on the phone. You may be on Facebook or even at our UFCCM webpage at UFCCM.org. This is the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training Outreach Broadcast. And we praise God for allowing us to come together to connect through the medium of Blog Talk Radio. And we're so grateful to God for the opportunity to come to you each month by this means as part of the UFCCM International Ministry. We are elated and so appreciative of you, our faithful listening audience, and also those who are new listeners. And we're thankful for your commitment to this radio ministry. So we're delighted to have that you have joined us today. Prayer in preparation for the broadcast. I reflected on the numerous prayer requests that I personally have received, and I know you out there have prayer requests that you have received from others, but especially for our ecumenical patriarch, Bishop Tindall, who has not been well this week. And also to my own pastor here in Charlotte, Pastor Atiyah Watkins, who is not doing well, and so many others that we know of who are ailing and in the need of prayer. And I thought about that scripture in 1 John 5, 14 and 15, which says, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of him." And in this vein, I was led to reach out to our chairman of intercessory prayer for the UFCCM, Bishop J.G. Kramer, to ask him if he would come before us this morning and open up our broadcast with a powerful intercessory prayer as we intercede for those who are standing in the need of prayer today. Bishop Kramer, are you there? Well, I know he had said he was going to join us on the broadcast, and I don't think he has signed in yet. And so let us just go to the Lord in prayer, and hopefully Bishop Kramer will join us before this broadcast is over, and we can still have him do an intercessory prayer for us. But since he's not on the line yet, let us go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we come before you this morning, first of all, thanking you and giving your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, your goodness, your kindness. There are so many attributes that we can use, Lord, but we don't even have the wherewithal to even state all of them at this present time. But suffice it to say, we give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory. Father, we come before you this morning, first of all, asking you to bless this broadcast. Father, we don't want to focus on doing good broadcasts, but we want to focus on doing broadcasts that will do some good. So, Father, we ask you to bless our presenters, our ecumenical patriarch, our mother bishop, who will be presenting your word to us this morning, and open up our ears, and more importantly, open up our hearts, and open up our minds, and give us the ability to have spiritual understanding and insight, and to take in what we hear, and not only to take it in, Father, but to walk in it and to operate in kingdom authority. Father, we ask you this morning especially to look on those who are sick and ailing. Look on our ecumenical patriarch, Bishop Tyndall. Father, we ask you to touch his body, to do a miraculous touch, and to give him relief and release this morning. Father, we ask you to look on Pastor Atiya. Touch her body, Lord God. You know the situation and the condition. And Father, we just ask for your healing touch. Father, we ask you to look on everyone out there in radio land this morning who are listening in, who stand in the need of prayer, or who are praying with their prayer request list for those who are in the need of prayer. Father, we know that you hear us, and we believe that you're going to do it. And Father, we ask this in Jesus' name, because with his stripes we're healed. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Well, we thank God for all of you who are here today, and as we remind you each month on our broadcast, that the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training is designed to fulfill one of the highest goals of the Christian church. We say this every week, and we constantly remind you that we are goal-oriented, and our goal is to equip God's people for works of service through preparation and teaching God's word, so that we can in that become mature Christians, full grown in the Lord. Last month our broadcast focused on introducing our 2019 UFCCM theme, which is operating in kingdom authority. And we were so blessed with part one of a powerful teaching from our ecumenical patriarch and mother Bishop Tyndall. And so we're so honored to have them with us again today. And they're going to bring us part two of the teaching on operating in kingdom authority. For those of you who missed the February broadcast, we shared that Bishop and Mother Bishop recently celebrated their 45th wedding anniversary in January and are the parents of one son and three daughters and the grandparents of seven. And so today, in lieu of a lengthy introduction, I just want to remind you that they are well-equipped and prepared for the work that God has assigned to their hands, namely that they have prepared themselves in the secular arena with numerous degrees and certifications, but most significantly and most importantly, they are prepared spiritually as anointed leaders, preachers, and teachers of the word. And their ministry over the years, over many years, has enlightened, encouraged, and brought many into greater knowledge and understanding of God's word. And we're so honored and so blessed to have them share with us today. And before I bring them to you, let me remind you that there will be an opportunity after this presentation for you, our listeners, to speak with Bishop and Mother Bishop and ask your questions or share your comments. Well, you know the drill. For those who've been listening for a while, you know the drill. But for our new listeners, remember that you must use your phone to call in, and the call-in number is 347-850-1405. And then if you wish to speak or have a question or comment, simply press 1 on your phone, and we'll bring you right into the broadcast. So at this time, without further ado and preliminary, I want to bring before you again our Ecumenical Patriarch, Bishop Henry A. Tindall, Sr., our Mother Bishop, who is the presiding prelate of the headquarters jurisdiction, Mother Bishop Shirley A. Tindall. Good morning, Bishop.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tindall.
We're so glad to have you today. We are sitting here waiting to hear what you have to bring before us this morning.
Praise God. Praise God. We're happy to hear your voice, Teacher Tindall, and we're happy to be able to bring forth what God has given to us. And we want to say good morning, good afternoon to our radio listening audience, and we thank God for you taking the time to just listen to the broadcast and just hear what God has given to his humble servant. And we're going to move right into the lesson that has been prepared, and we're going to ask Bishop Tindall if he would just say hello, good morning, good afternoon.
Well, thank you. It is a great joy to be able to greet you all out there that are listening today. And I have to tell you that I'm just so excited about the themes that God has placed into our spirit, operating in kingdom authority.
Yes, amen.
And I tell you, the more I have studied this theme and have gone before the Lord in prayer and searching the scriptures about this, the more excited I am about this theme. It makes such a difference in the life of an individual when you understand what it really means to operate in
kingdom authority. Amen.
You're going to operate in kingdom authority. Oh, there's just so many things. I don't know where to stop. But you got to know whose kingdom you're talking
That's
about.
That's right, Bishop. That's
you
right.
You know what you mean by operating. Need to know what's been entrusted to you to operate, where your power comes from.
Exactly.
What that power is. I mean, if that's as far-reaching as the scripture will take us.
Yes.
I think it would be a good idea to just make a brief comment about where we're going to take up from where we left off.
Could
you bring us up to speed on that, Mother? Okay. Well, we left off on, for those of you who purchased the notes, and we thank you for your financial support and donation in doing so, we left off from part one on page 2 of your notes, item 4, CIV, in Roman numerals. And at that point, we would like to continue this discussion. But I'm going to tell you, as I studied this and prepared this, the Holy Spirit has revealed so much additional spiritual revelation from the Word that we just want to share with you concerning the work of the Holy Spirit for a moment. The role of HaKadosh in the life of the believer, The understanding of the role of the Holy Ghost, I say root, Paco, that's Hebrew for Holy Spirit. So when you hear me say that, I'm referring to the Holy Spirit. His role in the life of a believer is of uttermost importance to the believer's fulfilling his call and purpose as a witness to the unsaved as well as to the body of Christ.
Amen.
The last statement that Jesus said unto his disciples according to Acts 1 and 8 was this: but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost of the earth. Now, the reason that I want to say something about that is because I think in our last broadcast there was just a little confusion about the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the notes that I have for today, we talk about that a little further later on. But let me suffice to say this. The Bible is complete in its teaching that it is by the Holy Spirit that the believer becomes a part of the body of Christ.
Amen.
At the moment that the believer receives Jesus Christ into his life as his personal Savior.
Yes.
If you read in the Gospel of John, I believe it is chapter 20, verse 22, you will find that even before the day of Pentecost, when Jesus had appeared to the disciples while they were locked in a room there with the Jews, that Jesus suddenly appeared unto them and breathed on them and said, "Receive ye the Holy Spirit."
Mm-hmm.
And when he said that to them, he also extended to them at that time the authority to bind and loose.
Yes.
We're not going to get into details about that because it will take us away from the subject of operating in kingdom authority, but I want you to understand clearly, and in the next section, another bishop is going to show that a little bit to you a little better in terms of scripture, but please note that when you were saved, you are filled with the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He takes up abode within you. He makes your body the temple of the presence of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And as such, even though there is a higher height and a greater dimension in Christ, I want you to know that the Holy Ghost is ready to operate in your life as a believer at the moment that you receive Jesus in your life as your Savior.
Yes, Bishop, thank you for that. And it is so important that we truly get an understanding of who the Holy Spirit is and how he operates. I just want to read this one scripture, and this comes from Ephesians 1:13, and it says, "In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise." And I think this is so important because I think sometimes as Christians, when we're really focusing on operating in kingdom authority, that sometimes Christians tend to believe, well, it's only those that are in positions of leadership. But this is not what the Word of God is teaching us, that once you have been saved, once you have come into the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, accepted him as Lord and Savior, the Scripture clearly tells us here that we are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And let me just break down that word. When we think of something sealed, and we can look in your dictionary, and it means to confirm or to make secure. But if you read a little further, Bishop, this is what I really like about that word being sealed, that it is guaranteed assurance.
Yes.
So when you become saved, when you accepted the Lord, you are guaranteed to be sealed until he comes.
That's right.
So at that point, you have the Holy Spirit, because the Word of God lets us know that the only way we come to him is that the Holy Spirit draws us.
Right.
We don't come on our own volition or when we feel that we have sank as low as we can go. And we hear this oftentimes in songs, or I found him. No, he found us. The Holy Spirit is the one that clearly draws us. And once we have come into the knowledge of him, confess with our mouths, and we know the scripture, and believe in our hearts, we are saved at that point. And the Holy Spirit, we are baptized into the body of Christ.
Yes.
So it is important as believers that, and I think this is one reason why I feel that this is so important, that sometimes as Christians we get hung up on the traditions of the fathers. And what I mean, sometimes songs will say certain things, and we feel that that's the way it is, but it is not. We must search the scriptures.
Amen.
Because in them, that is where we will find that we have eternal life. It is the commission of the believer to search the scriptures. And I think too often, I think that's one reason why sometimes we miss that, Bishop, of not really grasping the fact that we can operate and kingdom authority, because we have not really gotten the scriptures deep enough to understand the truths that the Holy Spirit has given to us.
You know, Mother Bishop, as you were talking about that scripture in Ephesians, and you should really underline this particular passage in Ephesians 1:13, talking about that when you believed, you were sealed with the Spirit of promise.
Yeah.
I thought about, have you ever seen bottles with a note inside of
yes.
it sealed with a cork.
Yes.
Sometimes a bottle like that will travel the oceans of the
mm-hmm.
world
mm-hmm.
and may end up 2,000 or 3,000 miles from the place that was actually dropped into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a note, if someone wrote something down,
yes.
put it in that bottle and sealed it and
yes.
threw it in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows? Who will pick that bottle up
Amen.
And open it and get the word
yes.
out the bottle
mm-hmm.
through the storms, through the deep sea,
yes.
through the ocean currents or whatever? That note was sealed in that bottle
yes.
and it got to its destination because it was sealed.
Yes.
Beloved, don't you know that in like manner God sealed you
yes.
with the Spirit of promise?
Amen.
What is the Spirit of promise? The Spirit of promise is the promise of the Father that he gave to the disciples.
Yes.
And in turn to us, said, I'm not going to leave you comforter,
yes. oh,
but
God.
I'm going to send you another comforter.
Yes.
That is the promise of the Lord. And you'll receive that promise of the Lord at the moment you are saved. There it is in Ephesians
yes.
1:13. We're not trying to take one scripture out of context, but the body of Christ holds on this truth.
Yes.
Now, there is another blessing.
Mm-hmm.
The baptism of the Holy Spirit, speaking with other tongues mm-hmm. as the Spirit of God gives utterance. We're not going to deviate from our thought pattern right now
mm-hmm.
because that's a whole different area of thought.
Yes.
But for
yes.
those of you that may have been a little confused about that, when you are saved, it is by the Holy Spirit
yes.
that you have been sealed and you have the authority and power to operate mm-hmm. in kingdom authority at that point. And I want you to know that. Every believer, therefore, is called to be a witness to the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the gospel is the good news concerning the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Therefore, every believer has a purpose in the kingdom of God,
mm-hmm.
and your purpose as a believer is not just to get to heaven and sit down.
Amen, Bishop.
But according to the Word of God, and if you write the scripture for this, Romans chapter 6, verse 12b. Your purpose, according to the word of God, is to yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. That is your purpose.
Yes. Amen.
Yield yourself to Him.
Yes.
And in doing so,
yes,
you are operating in kingdom authority. Because for whom you yield yourself to believe,
yes,
that is the one that will have the dominance in your life.
Yes. Amen.
We could stop on any of these points here, but we really want to move on. But just remember, you operate as a kingdom authority. You are fulfilling your calling, and you're manifesting your purpose as a child of the King. And you are doing so because the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Presence,
yes,
lives within
you. Amen.
And because He lives within you,
yes,
the Lord can declare, as He did in Jeremiah 29:14.
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. As you go forth operating in kingdom authority, you will experience more and more the prospering plans of the Lord, bringing His purpose of giving you hope and a future to reality in your life. You know, Bishop, I think that is so important, particularly in the times in which we're living in. There are so many Christians that have lost hope. So many Christians are living in a sense of despondency. But I just want to declare unto you that once you have tasted the Lord, once you have experienced Him in your life, then you too can move in operating in kingdom authority. This is not something that is so far out there that you can never obtain.
That's
I think
right.
Sometimes we make the dream bigger than what it necessarily is. And I just want to back up a little bit, Bishop, when you were talking about witnessing. Anyone that has received the Lord in their life, when you witness to your neighbor, to your family, to your coworker, do you realize that you're operating in kingdom authority?
Yes, that's right.
Because it is the Holy Spirit that will bring these things to your remembrance, and it is the Holy Spirit that will be operating upon that person, hearing the words that He gives you to speak. So regardless whether you're in the grocery store or waiting in the line to pay for a garment, and the Holy Spirit tells you, speak to that person there and give them a word of kindness. Sometimes just one word or two words of kindness will be something that will prick that person's heart, because the Holy Spirit sees where you don't see, understands where you don't understand.
That's right.
And that's where our trust comes in, that we trust Him and He operates through us. We are vessels. We are instruments. And we are making ourselves available to the Lord.
You know, brother, that's probably why the Holy Word of God says ye are not your own.
Exactly.
You're
exactly.
bought with a price. You are God's possession.
Yes.
And as we pointed out earlier, as you
yield
yourself unto Him as instruments of
righteousness,
beloved,
you
are operating in kingdom authority.
Yes.
You may say the small things that I do don't amount to anything. Well, listen, the Bible says despise not the day of small things.
Yes.
You are not to consider anything that you do by which you are led of the Holy Spirit to be insignificant.
You know, Bishop, I just want to share this one small, quick testimony. A sister had told me that she was out shopping, and she was just looking around, and the Holy Spirit spoke to her and said, just say a kind word to this woman. She never saw the woman. She didn't know anything about her. And she was a little hesitant, and the spirit spoke to her again. And she said a kind word to this particular individual. The woman was so overcome when she heard this word come from this believer that she was just immediately overtaken right there in the store.
Wow.
And the Lord began to move upon this woman who was a stranger to this believer, but the believer operated in kingdom authority just by doing what the Spirit told her to do. A soul was touched and a soul was reached. So I want to just say that even what we sometimes think are the smallest little things, that in actuality, we are operating as God's Spirit leads us. So I just want to share that, because oftentimes people think that you got to be in the pulpit, that you've got to be speaking to hundreds of people, that you've got to be doing these mega things. But do you realize that when the Holy Spirit moves on a person and you're doing a one-to-one, how that life is changed? You may never see that person again.
That's true.
But you do not have an idea what kind of impact that has been impressed upon that person's life because you were moved to operate in kingdom authority.
And I tell you, believers, it is so wonderful to have this discussion with you today, because there is so much power behind your life when you realize that as a born-again believer filled with the Spirit of promise, God wants you to operate in kingdom
authority.
As many as are led by the Spirit, they are
the sons of God. Amen.
There's so much more we can say on this, so we want to move on just a little further. But I want to emphasize that as we continue this discussion, that there are both spiritual and physical manifestations that you will realize in your life when you operate in kingdom authority.
Yes.
These are promises of God that you are entitled to and that God wants you to experience. Before we get to that, let's go and understand a little bit about the requirements that God expects of you to operate in kingdom authority.
Yes.
First of all, you must operate in kingdom authority by being established on a true foundation.
Amen. Amen, Bishop. Amen.
Not just any foundation.
Yes.
But the true foundation. We have a few scriptures for you. 1 Corinthians 3:11 says, "For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." If you build on anything other than Jesus Christ, you are not operating in kingdom authority.
Amen.
Because you are building on sinking sand.
Amen, Bishop.
Did you read Isaiah 28:16?
Yes, Isaiah 28:16 says, "Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone,
a tried stone,
a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste." Amen.
Yes. And the New Testament. Isaiah was prophetically looking forward to Jesus Christ, who he called the stone.
Yes.
But in the New Testament, we call the rock.
Yes.
The rock of
salvation. Yes, indeed.
Ephesians 2:20. Tell truth, Jesus Christ himself being the
chief,
not just a cornerstone, but the chief cornerstone. The point we're trying to make here is that if you're going to operate in kingdom authority, you got to be built on Jesus.
That's right, Bishop.
I like the way the songwriter stated, "My hope is built
on nothing less
than Jesus Christ
and righteousness.
I dare not trust
the sweetest frame. Holy
name, on Jesus' name. And I wish I could thank you for it, on Christ.
On Christ.
Solid rock. When you're operating in kingdom authority, you're operating from a solid foundation. Be steadfast.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, being you steadfast, you must know that you stand in the will of the Lord when you're operating your kingdom authority. In other words, you cannot be
double-minded. Mm-hmm. Bishop, that is so true. You can't be going with every wind and doctrine. Something sounds good over here, you're going to run there. Something sounds good over there, you're going to run there. If it feels good, you're going to go with it. But the Word of God is letting us know for a surety that you have you have to be rooted and grounded on a solid foundation which is built on Jesus Christ.
Galatians 5:1 says, stand therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not again entangled in the yoke of bondage. So you got to know you're on the right foundation, which is Jesus Christ, the Word of God, and finding that foundation, you got to stay there.
That's
and
right.
Dovetailing on what you say at a moment, I think of an old proverb, a rolling stone gathers no moth. A rolling stone gathers no moth. If you want to grow, then stay there, God plants.
That's right, Bishop.
Oh,
amen. Amen.
There's another scripture here that we want to tell you about being stamped in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:58. And this is one of my favorites.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
It's always an intelligent one.
Yes.
It says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast.
Steadfast.
Unmovable.
Unmovable.
Always.
Always.
Abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Mm. Sometimes it seems like what you're doing amounts so little.
Yes.
It seems like what in the world was my little contribution making in the vast ocean of humanity?
Oh, God.
I mean, it's just me and myself in my little corner of the world with my little small group doing what I'm doing. It doesn't matter to anything. But let me tell you, in the economy of God's methodology, everything that we do for the kingdom counts. I won't tell the whole parable, but there was a preacher one time about to give up in his ministry. It had been so hot
calling
in his church for so long. He only had like 10 members. And
yes.
Nobody was getting saved, and he'd been doing it for about 15
years. Oh, God.
Mm. I'm just telling him, saying, I'm just going to go
preach
my last message, and I'm going to give up this church and let it go.
Yeah.
And he went to the little church, and he got up and he preached his last message, and as usual, made the altar call, expected no one to respond. But there was a new fellow there that day sitting in the audience.
Yes.
And he walked up the aisle with tears in his eyes and said, I want to be saved.
Oh, God.
Mm. And the preacher was so overcome, he almost didn't know how to lead the man to Christ.
Yeah.
But he did lead
the
man to Christ. And then after he got saved, he felt the need to go to Africa and preach the gospel. And he went to Africa and taught, and his name was Stanley. Stanley went to Africa and turned the whole continent almost to Jesus Christ. So you win one, that one can win a million.
That's right.
So everything you do in the kingdom is about you. You know, we're not halfway through our note yet. And there's just so much more. I hope we can close with this. At least if we don't get anywhere else. We want to talk about hobnails.
Yes.
Hobnails. H-O-B-N-A-S. I don't know if you've heard the term hobnail or not. But talking about being steadfast in the Lord and on a sure foundation in order to operate in kingdom authority, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 13-16a.
Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded up your waist with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Now, I want to tell you that if there's any one passage of scripture that you ought to study,
yes,
it's Ephesians 6,
mm-hmm.
Verses 13 to 16,
mm-hmm.
8, because operating in kingdom authority,
yes,
there are certain garments that you need
mm-hmm.
to wear.
Yes.
These garments that you are taught to wear in Ephesians 6, 13 are spiritual garments. But the
yes.
Apostle Paul analogized them
mm-hmm.
with physical garments.
Yes.
In New Testament days, it was not unusual
mm-hmm.
for the common people to see soldiers walking
yes.
in the marketplace
mm-hmm.
or wherever they were going to see soldiers, just like today.
Right.
You see soldiers
mm-hmm.
when you're walking around. But one thing you immediately know when you see a soldier,
mm-hmm.
you immediately know that that person is a soldier
yes.
because of the garments that
he
wears.
Yes.
And while we don't have time to talk about every garment that the soldier wears, I just want to say a little bit about hobnails.
Yes, Bishop.
A hobnail is referred to the design
mm-hmm.
of the shoes that the Roman soldier would wear.
Yes.
And as a Christian, you were told to have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The Roman soldier's shoe was not a boot,
mm-hmm.
as we see today.
That's right.
It was more of a sandal
mm-hmm.
that was strapped around the lower part of the leg and the ankle
mm-hmm.
that was attached to a flat piece of leather that had straps going across the front of the foot and the front toes.
Mm-hmm.
The toes were open. This piece of leather had nails driven through the sole,
mm-hmm.
so that you would compare literally to cleats.
Yes.
That football players
mm-hmm.
wear, so that when they step on the ground, they would not slide.
Mm-hmm.
But they would also take those nails and nail them upward through the leather straps on the shoe, so that the shoe became not only something to protect their feet while they were walking, but it also became a part of a defensive weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could take that shoe with the hobnails in it and lift it up
mm-hmm.
and do serious damage
yes.
to an enemy. They were called hobnails,
mm-hmm.
and these hobnails were in there and to defend the soldier.
Yes.
When your feet a shot for the preparation of the gospel of Christ, you are in a position
mm-hmm.
physically and spiritually so that you can stand your ground.
Yes.
And also that you can help to ward off
mm-hmm.
the enemy when
oh,
he comes.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Our time has just gone up. I think we have two more minutes.
Wow,
wrap this up.
Oh,
what kind of shoes are you wearing?
What kind of shoes are you wearing?
When you're operating in kingdom
yes.
authority,
yes.
you only get your shoes for one shop.
Uh-huh.
And that's the kingdom shop.
That's the kingdom shop, Bishop.
You go to the kingdom shop and you say, Lord, plant my feet
on solid ground.
And let me be assured that I'm wearing the right type of footwear.
Yes.
So that I will not get tied up.
Yes.
In the muck and in the mire.
Yes.
That from which you have to liberate. Because I'm operating in the
kingdom
authority.
Authority.
And I will not turn around.
Mm-hmm.
And I will not go back.
Yes.
But I'm going to stand steadfast. And I tell you, beloved, out there, hoping that you all are listening today, if you can, please get these notes, because we have received some revelations from the Holy Ghost
yes.
that are written later in these notes that you really need to understand.
Yes.
The crowning cream being Deuteronomy 28.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not even going to have time to get to that today. I wish we did, but teacher, turn the lip time for us to get back to you.
Bishop, I'm just so stirred up here. There's so much that we could even talk about the hobnails and how the analogy that Paul put together and what it speaks to us
yes.
as Christians, what we are expected to do through his Holy Spirit, that in itself is a whole nother discussion.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
But I do want to read this crowning verse from Deuteronomy 28:1, and it reads, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth.
Woo!
Oh, my goodness. So, you know, there's so much that we can say to this. I think we have what? Oh, my goodness, Bishop. We have about 2.5 pages that we're not going to get to. But I hope that during what has been said has been a revelation to those that are listening and your importance in the work of the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
And like I said, it doesn't matter where you are as far as your position, that you have a commission from the Lord to do what it is he has expected of us to do. And what is that? That is to be witnesses to him in the uttermost parts. And when we use that term uttermost parts, we're talking about your neighborhood. We're talking about your household.
Yes.
We're talking about, do the people next door know that you're a believer?
Amen.
You know, I don't have to go to another continent, Bishop, to do the work of the Lord. I need to be doing the work where I'm at. Years ago, we used to have an expression, how can I be aflame where I'm at? And I'm trying to, how can I be aflame in New York and I'm not even a match where I'm at? So, you know, as believers, we have a job right where we're at, where we are at. We must need to operate in kingdom authority.
I tell you, we're stopping right now. Teacher Timber, we're going to give this class to you. But you may have noticed the enthusiasm in us as the Holy Spirit has been moving in this room today. This is a great topic. And as we go on, I hope that more and more is said about operating in kingdom authority.
Amen.
God bless you. Teacher Timber. Teacher Timber.
Yes, can you hear me? Hello,
yes,
Bishop?
Yes.
I was sitting here looking over the notes and listening to you, and I thought, you know, we could do the whole year of laity broadcast with just you presenting this topic, because it is so rich and it is such a blessing. And I know you have really barely scratched the surface of what you have prepared for us. But we're going to go ahead and take a break right now, because I know we have some listeners on the line who would like to interact with you. And I just want to remind you listeners out there that the call-in number is 347-850-1405. And simply press 1 on your phone, and Bishop Haywood, our program director, will bring you right into the broadcast. So let's take a quick break right now.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to UFCCM.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.
Well, we're back, and I understand we have some callers out there. So, Bishop Haywood, who do we have this afternoon?
Well, okay, so blessings to you. And I'm, you know, I it's easy to get caught up, you know, in listening and learning and listening to Mother Bishop and Bishop Tindall with this word. I mean, it's extremely easy to defocus and only focus on those words because they're so powerful. But we do have a few that would like to either make a comment, share a testimony, or ask a question. But again, we do want to remind you of two things. Please press 1 on your phone right now, as Teacher Tindall has indicated. Once you press 1, will happen is we'll see it immediately in the, you know, on the screen that you would like to make a comment, share a testimony, or ask a question. And also, what's going to happen is sometimes I think when I come in the screening room to talk to you, you think you're still on the air. If you hear my voice and I'm saying, caller, you're at, and I use your area code and the first three numbers, that means I'm talking to you, you're not on the air, and I'm asking you if you would like to share. All right, so first, who we have right now is we have Elder Strong out of Wisconsin. Elder Strong?
Hello.
Good morning, Elder Strong.
Good morning, Teacher Tindall. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? So good to hear your voice.
Thank you. I'm lovely. I'm so excited about the broadcast. It was marvelous. Excellent this morning. Mother Bishop and Bishop Tindall, awesome. I am so excited about the operation and authority and kingdom authority. It is just awesome because besides, you know, it took me a while to realize the power and authority I had as a child of God. As a, the righteousness of God. It took me a while to understand that, and finally I had to speak that in my life, into existence. Like, I shouldn't have to deal with this. I'm a child of God. I got to be able to stand. He said in order to reign with me, you got to suffer with me. So I had to come to that conclusion that if he went through it, I can do it too. He gave me strength. He gave me power. He gave me the endurance to whatever comes, because at the end,
mm-hmm.
is that where it comes in, at the end, the crown of life, the endurance.
Yeah.
So I just thank you for that. It's helping me. I mean, I love it. I think about it every day. It's helping me to overcome all the hurt, the disappointments. You know, I have to realize God is in control. He's preparing me for greater. So I got the real. I got authority to say, move, mountain. Move out of my way. I'm going forth, no matter what you're trying to do. No matter what kind of darts or what kind of distractions that the enemy is throwing at me, I got to realize God is still in control. And he's preparing me for something greater.
Amen. What a beautiful, enthusiastic testimony.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen.
I got tired of getting knocked down and trying to – I got
That's right. You know, Elder Nicole, I say we need to have a jack-in-the-box blessing. You know those jack-in-the-boxes? You knock it down and it pops right back up. So no matter what comes against us, we knock it down with the power of God.
That's right.
And let it go. And then, you know, when it pops back up, we knock it down again. So I call that the jack-in-the-box blessing.
There you go. That's an awesome analogy. I love it.
Thank you for calling in. Your testimony is such a beautiful encouragement to let us know that we can and we do have the ability to operate in kingdom authority, and God gives us that power and ability to do so.
Yes, he does.
Amen.
Thank you
so much. God bless you.
You're welcome. God bless you, too. Thank you.
We have also from Wisconsin, we have Deaconess Gibson. Deaconess Gibson, Sister Katila, are you there?
Hi, yes, I am. I just have a comment to make. Blessings to you, Mother Tindall and Bishop Tindall and Teacher Tindall. I have a comment to make about operating in the kingdom authority. This program has been such a blessing to me from the first time you spoke on it and today. I wonder if it's going to be a part three of it because it's such moving, especially for Christians. I just like to say, especially on first Corinthians 58, when you spoke about that scripture, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Yes.
So, you know, I know if we continue to do what we're supposed to do and be steadfast and staying true in the foundation of him, we, you know, we have to just always stay grounded, and I know that, and stay steadfast and then rooted and grounded. So I just love that, and that is just so powerful, you know, and to stay close and rooted in Him. And no matter what comes against us, you know, we will always make it through anything. So it's just a, such a blessing. I think this is so message is so powerful to hear. So as I said before, I hope it is a, you know, part three to this, you know, so, you know, blessings to you.
God bless you, Deaconess.
Thank you so much for that, for those remarks. And we pray, Deacon Gibson, that you will continue to be encouraged and inspired to continue the work that you're doing in the kingdom of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Deaconess Gibson. And bishops, you heard it. It was in my mind, but Deaconess Gibson spoke it, part three. You know, we can't get enough of this. And seriously, this is the teaching that we need to make it through today's world. As you, Mother Bishop was saying early on in her comment about the fact that in the times we're living in, we really need this, and we need to understand that we do have a hope and a future in the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
And
Amen.
Mother Bishop, as you were saying that, I was thinking about even in the body of Christ, we read about so many suicides and people just going off the charts. And I think people forget that in the Lord, we do have a hope and we do have a future.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
That is so true. Yes. That is so true.
Well, we will prevail upon you off the air to do a part three, but I think we have another caller, Bishop Haywood.
Yes, we have also Deacon Trainee Zendler. Deacon Trainee Zendler, are you there?
I am.
All right. God
I
bless you, Sister Monica.
Thank you. I wanted to make a comment about the seal. You know, it just reminded me in when a king put his seal on something, that seal could not be broken unless the authority of the king allowed it. And I think of how Jesus Christ sealed us, and therefore Satan cannot break that seal. You know, we can do something to break it, but Satan cannot, and it bears our authority, the actual seal signifies where our authority comes from. So who you are sealed by is who you draw your authority from. And I just love that Christ has sealed us with his signet. And I think about how they sealed the tomb of Jesus Christ to try to keep him inside, which they were not able to do because they did not seal it with the authority of God. But we are sealed with the authority of God, and nothing and no one can break it.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Zendler.
Thank you, my dear.
Thank you.
God bless you, Sister Zendler. Thank you. Bishop, do we have any others? Bishop Haywood? He may be talking to others in the screening room. Bishops, do you want to react to anything the caller shared with us this morning, this afternoon?
Yes, Sister Teacher. I just want to say that I'm glad that this broadcast has been a blessing, and I think that it is so important that even we as believers, we must hear continuously encouraging words, because the Bible speaks of that and reminds us of how we must literally eat the word of God continuously, lest at any time we let them slip. And so it is so important that we will never get to the point to say, well, I got it all, I know it all. We'll never get to that point. We must continuously infuse ourselves, because we live in this world and we deal with so many situations and so many things. That's the reason why it's so important that we have a prayer life, that we have time of fasting and setting aside and sanctifying ourselves before the Lord, because it is so important. And then we think even of the scripture where Paul said that he died daily.
And that really is like a star walk to us today.
Yes, it is.
The importance of really digging deep in God's word and really understanding what the scriptures are telling us. And I think I just want to bounce off of what Deaconess Zindler said. And it's so important to know that you know that you know that you know that you are sealed. Mm-hmm. And regardless of what the enemy throws up against you,
yes,
that he is not able to break that seal.
Amen.
Even when we, and we can be honest and say, even when we slip and fall,
mm-hmm,
the enemy still cannot break that seal. We are still sealed. And that's why it's so important that we go to the Father on a daily basis,
yes,
to ask forgiveness. Because in this body that we live in, as Christians and as believers, there are going to be times that we do fall. There are going to be times that we do fail. But as long as we have the assurance that I'm sealed by the Holy Spirit, I yet continue to operate in kingdom authority and walk in that way, then I will be able to do what it is that the Lord expects of me to do.
And don't forget that as a believer that's sealed against that day, remember that Jesus sits in the position of advocacy at the mercy seat in glory. And whenever the enemy brings an accusation against you because of your failure, Jesus intercedes between
Amen.
You and the Father.
Amen.
So that when the Father sees you, he sees you
heaven by the blood. Oh, God.
Amen. Amen. You know, Mother Bishop, when you were talking about the importance of encouraging words, and what, you know, three things, this whole lesson has been wonderful, but what jumped out at me is when Bishop Tindall said, when you're operating in kingdom authority, you're fulfilling your purpose. That was a great encouragement to me. And when you said, when you witness to others, you're operating in kingdom authority as you allow him to operate through us. See, when he operates through us, then we in turn can operate in kingdom authority.
Amen.
But if he's not operating through us, there's no way we can operate in kingdom authority. And then I love what Bishop Tindall said, do not allow, or maybe you did, do not allow anything you are led to do by the Holy Spirit, do not allow yourself to feel that that is insignificant. Because if he is leading you to do it, you are, hallelujah, you are operating in kingdom authority. Such encouraging words.
Wow.
I'm on fire. I'm like Deaconess Gibson. We need a part three. Bishop Haywood, do we have any other?
Yes, we have two others. We have, and I have to take the other caller. I'm not calling on you yet, but you're at area code 301. I'll take you in the screening room in just a moment. But we have Pastor Watkins on the line.
Greetings, Pastor Watkins.
Greetings, Teacher Tindall, Ecumenical Patriarch Bishop Tindall, and to Mother Bishop, our presiding prelate for headquarters jurisdiction. I tell you, I've been under the weather, but hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, we're here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I can tell you that my soul has been overjoyed and laying here on my bed listening to this broadcast today, but there's something that Bishop Tindall and Mother Bishop was speaking about the seal with promise, with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the thing that keeps resonating in my spirit is that once we've been sealed with the promise, we've now become tamper resistant. And when we become tamper resistant, that means what the enemy has tried, amen, he might try it, it's not going to work, because he comes with nothing new under the sun. We know he comes with the same tricks and the same attacks over and over and over again, but because we've been made tamper resistant, it's not going to work. If you think about any type of a package that you may have received in the mail, amen, you have to verify the authenticity of who may have sent the package. And I come to tell us on today that we were sent a package by God by giving us the promise, which was his son who sealed the deal for all of us. And because he sealed the deal, it made us tamper resistant. I tell you, I feel the presence of the Lord. Bishop and Mother Bishop, I so thank you. Amen. And I am certainly in agreement that we need part 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12 for the rest of the year with this series.
Yes.
Amen. To God be the glory. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Do you have any comments, Bishop? I don't. Well, thank you, Pastor Watkins, for those comments, and it's so good for us to know that we are truly tamper-resistant. Amen. Bishop Haywood, who
Amen.
Else do we have?
Hello? Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
Yes, Bishop, we're here.
This is Minister White.
Oh, Minister White, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, Teacher Tindall?
I'm doing well. So glad, good to hear your voice today.
Well, I was calling in because, we need to go to the 12 steps. we talked and heard somebody say about prayer, and I had preached a couple of weeks ago about prayer, and we must keep mm-hmm. praying. I believe we must keep on praying to see our evidence of what God is doing in our lives and other people's lives. I also mm-hmm. always say activate your faith button. It was a time mm-hmm. where I didn't realize and understand that I had the authority and the power because God, Holy Spirit, dwells in me and lives in me. So sometimes I used to say, no, I'm not going to say nothing to that person. Or mm-hmm. that person might think that I'm crazy. But as I continue to walk in my faith and believe in the things of what God is doing in my life and reading mm-hmm. and studying on my own, it makes me even more courageous to walk out on faith mm-hmm. and activate the faith button in my life and to tell someone how good God is.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I believe that when we walk in the power of the Holy Spirit and the power of his anointing, the devil can't do nothing mm-hmm. with us. He can't touch us.
Mm-hmm. That's
He'll
right.
He'll try to plant that seed that we don't have no power, we don't have no authority. But when you are a child of God, a son of the Most High, living God, if you are a daughter of the King, then you know that everything that God placed in you is power by the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
And we must continue to activate that in our lives, not just once a week, not just once a month or once a year. It's a daily process that we must activate the Holy Spirit button in our lives.
Amen.
Praise
God.
Well, thank you for those comments, Minister White. And I love the idea of a Holy Spirit button in our lives, and we need to activate it. Amen. 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 Thank you, dear. God bless you.
We have Elder Hunt on the line.
I think, Bishop Tindall, you had a comment.
I just wanted to say something I wanted to say. I'm thanking the Lord for the materials that God has dropped in our spirit. Exceptional Ads broadcast, and we have so much more that we have written down that we did not even get to touch on today. The last part of the material that we've written down really had me almost jumping up and down in my seat. And I'm not saying this for negative reasons, nor for profit or gain, but if you would like, and you should, call in to Teacher Tindall or whoever's in charge of that, and request a copy of the complete notes, part one and two. I am convinced that they would be a tremendous blessing to
Amen.
Me,
yeah.
as well as a great eye-opener. They are packed with information that the Lord had given us that we did not even touch on.
Yeah.
Teacher Timber will give you information about that, but please get these notes. This is information that you really should read and study. I know it will be a great blessing to you.
And I thank you for that, Bishop, because I was also mm-hmm. going to share with our listeners that I have a copy of these notes, and I'm telling mm-hmm. you, they are like a textbook on operating mm-hmm. in kingdom authority. And Bishop and Mother Bishop, as they stated, have made these notes, have put them together in a beautiful format, And you may obtain a copy for a donation of only $5. And our broadcast is not about soliciting funds or making money, but we do ask for a nominal donation of $5 for part one and $5 for part two, because many times we hear these things and we're not able to remember necessarily everything we hear or even to write fast enough to get it down. Mm-hmm. So with these notes, you have the scriptures, you have the material that they have prepared, and I'm hoping that our bishops will put this together in a pamphlet that could be even sold on Amazon and some of these other networks, because this information is something that believers need to have, and it's something that will be an encouragement and an attraction for non-believers. But please take advantage of the opportunity to add these notes to your library. And if you would like a copy, please contact me at teachertyndall@ufccm.org. That's teachertyndall@ufccm.org. And I will get back to you and correspond with you and make available copies of this for you. It can be done via email, which you can pay for on GiveLify on the UFCCM website, or I'll talk with you about other means that you can submit your funds. But please take advantage of this opportunity. All right, Bishop Haywood, do we have any other callers?
Yes, we have Elder Hunt, and I'd also like to apologize to Minister White. We have so many on here that I was clicking numbers and for a brief moment got them mixed up. But Elder Hunt is also on the line.
Bless you, Elder
yes.
Hunt.
Good morning. I just want to praise God this morning for this broadcast, and I want to say to Bishop Tyndall and to my jurisdictional bishop, Shirley Tyndall, thank you so much for this inspirational teaching. I have my notes for the first part, and I'm certainly going to be purchasing the notes for the second part. But I just want to tell you, my heart is overwhelmed. Pat Bishop was saying how he was about to jump out of his seat. I'm jumping out of my seat on this second part. And I thank God for just being the privilege of being a child of God, because when we are children of God, this is one of those benefits that we get in this in-depth study and knowledge of God's word. Oh, yeah. And being able to have the notes and to refer to them later on. You know, they're mm-hmm. so uplifting and so inspiring. And I just want to say at our church this year, this is our year. 2019 is the year of manifestations. And in order
Amen.
To see the manifestations of God, we have got to operate. We have got to operate in kingdom authority. And I praise God because I know when we totally submit to him and honor him in all that we do, we will see the
yes.
manifestations of God. And we can declare boldly that we are operating in kingdom authority.
Oh,
I'm going to stop now because I'm all wound up. But I thank you so much. And I pray that you will do a part three. Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you. Bless you, Elder Hunt.
Glory to God.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm already, listeners, I'm already getting texts requesting copies of these notes. So, you know, if you have my personal phone number, you can go ahead and text me and I will make a note of it. But we just thank God for the desire to have this information. Bishop Haywood, do we have any more callers?
Well, we have lots of callers. None have indicated that they would like to make a comment, share a testimony, or ask a question. But, you know, the lines are pretty full. But that was the last one that indicated that they would have anything.
Okay. Thank you, Bishop. Well, we're so happy for this broadcast today. And I believe that, you know, we're being led of the Lord to continue this. You know, when we meet the needs, when we satisfy the thirst and desire of God's people, bishops,
yes,
for
yes.
knowledge and mm-hmm. explanation of his word that helps us to yes. get through this life that we live, we need to obey that. And I'm not saying that yes. in a disrespectful way or to coerce you.
mm-hmm.
But I really believe this is the leading of the Lord. You know, Margaret Tyndall is the chairperson of this broadcast, I sit and make plans that I think, you know, would be interesting and suitable, but we always give way and back away, decrease ourselves so that he may increase and that his will be done and the leading of the Lord be done. So I'm not even going to announce this, but what Margaret had planned, what Teacher Tindall had planned for April, because we're going to listen to what God's desire is for us, because it is his desire that we know his word, not just to read it, but to understand it, and not just to understand it, but be able to walk in this way daily and apply it to our lives. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
So we will be here, God willing, on April the 9th for our next USCCM Laity Outreach broadcast. And again, we want to thank our bishops, our Ecumenical Patriarch, and Mother Bishop. And we're so fortunate to have leaders that operate in obedience to God and in humility, and who take the time to feed the flock and feed us the word, the true unadulterated word of God that we will need in order to make it.
Amen.
So, Bishop, do you have any closing comments?
I think we've covered quite a bit of material, and we're not going to prolong the hour, but we would solicit the prayers of the saints.
Amen.
As my wife and I, favorably known as Mother Bishop, that we continue to do the work and will of the Lord, because the only way we know is in kingdom authority.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank you, bishops, and we love you. And as I stated at the beginning of the broadcast, there is such a need for intercession before God for healing. And Bishop Kramer is now with us, and he's going to close us out with our intercessory prayer. Bishop Kramer.
Amen. Thank you. Let me say what a blessing the broadcast was to me to listen. These are words of life to all of us, and health and strength and growth. And so with that, let's pray. Father, we thank you today for the authority of your word, for the truth of your word, for the fact, Father, that you gave us the right, you gave us the privilege to walk in kingdom authority, and to live above all the trials and tribulations of this world, to be overcomers, Lord. And so we pray today for Bishop Tindall and Mother Bishop, and Lord, we pray for Pastor Watkins. We pray for everybody who was on the broadcast today, Lord. You know the needs that are in our midst. You know the needs that continue to come before your throne, because we are a people of prayer. So, Father, today I would ask you that as we stand in agreement with one another, that you would meet every need that has been laid at your feet. Father, heal those who need healing. Strengthen those who find themselves perhaps weary. Lord, build up those who have fallen. Restore those who have gone away, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, let your perfect will be done in every life that this broadcast touches. We are so thankful, Lord, to be a part of a work like this that touches, I mean really touches, the lives of people.
Lord,
you said in your word, Lord, that you have not because you ask not. That your joy may be full. And so today, Lord, we're asking for your perfect will to be done in every circumstance, in every life that is here. Lord, for those who will come to the broadcast in the future, Lord, let them be touched also. May this broadcast continue to reap harvest as it goes forward, change lives as it goes forward. Because, Lord, the truth is spoken. The truth is spoken. And it's not just spoken. It's empowered by the work of your Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you today because you are worthy. We feel so privileged, Lord, to be a part of the UFCCM, to be able to stand in the gap when needed. to cry out at the throne when needed and say, Father, have your way, have your will. Lord, we bless and honor you one more time, and thank you for our leaders.
Yes.
Bless them, Lord. Keep them strong. Keep the vision growing in their lives so that they may continue to feed us as a people. Lord, thank you for all of our leaders. Bless them today.
Thank you.
Meet their needs today, Lord. Prosper what they put their hands to. And Lord, we'll be careful to give you the praise and you the honor and you the glory because you deserve it. We ask these things in the precious name of Jesus and say amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We'll see you all next month. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Bishop Kramer, for that beautiful prayer. Take care, everybody.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to UFCCM.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.
The pastor cannot do it alone.
That's right.
And so it is important that the laity be trained and prepared to help the work of the church, to help in the work of the ministry, so that the body of Christ may be built up and matured spiritually, as we're taught in Ephesians chapter 4. So the laity has an important role in the church.